Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber of Bethel Church in Tupper Springs, Ohio, where our mission is connecting people to God. I'm very excited to share the Word of God with you today because I believe God's Word is a powerful weapon designed by the Father to set the captives free. I trust the Holy Spirit will anoint this message and it will personally minister to you and set you free. God bless and enjoy this message.
Hallelujah. My message today is blessed, and I want to talk about being blessed, but I want you to connect the dots here this morning. Of course, it was just a coincidence that Alan said the things that he said, and the testimony was shared about Vince. Those are blessings.
Amen.
That God pours out on his people. And he has promised us that we can walk. We are his people, and we are the blessed of the Lord. So this morning, I'd like to just talk a little bit about that, because I think that sometimes we overlook the importance of recognizing the blessings of God that are poured out upon us. There's an old Irish blessing that says, "May those who love us, and those who don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he doesn't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles so we'll know them by their limping." Wow. Turn their hearts or turn their ankles, one or the other. Well, that seems kind of strange, doesn't it? But what we're looking for is not for people to be cursed in any way, but people to receive the blessings of God in their lives. And God has ordained that those blessings would be a part of our life. So today we're going to look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 and 28, just to start off with. "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" To be blessed is a benefit to us. We must recognize how important this benefit, a blessing that God wants to pour on us. Now, the Hebrew word is barak, and it means to kneel, but the implication is to kneel and receive. We know that this is very true because in every place in the scripture where God blessed or man blessed in the name of the Lord, there was great benefit that came upon the individuals. The image that we should have here is the image of a person bowing before a monarch, a king, and that king standing over them and pronouncing over that person all the good things available to them from the kingdom. He offers everything that's good in the kingdom to that person. That's a blessing. That's the image that we should have when we hear somebody say, "bless." Now, we flippantly use the word "blessed" often when somebody sneezes, "bless you." And it really doesn't mean a whole lot to us. And sometimes we tell people to be blessed, and we just don't think about the implications of what we're saying. But the reality is, we're telling people, we're saying, be blessed, receive all the goodness that God has for you, the blessings of the Most High God. So when we have this image of our King, our Lord, standing over us and saying to us, "All the blessings of my kingdom are yours." In Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, it says, "So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, 'Be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth.'" One of the definitions of Merriam-Webster's is Merriam-Webster's has in the dictionary is endowed favor. Favor. God's favor is upon us. God has promised that he's going to send his favor. You are God's favorite. As a believer in Jesus Christ, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, we're God's favorite. He favors us. We have to get that image that God is not against us. God's not looking for an opportunity to, you know, when you make a mistake, to send a lightning bolt and strike you, or curse your family, or curse your work, or curse the works of your hands, or whatever you do. That's not our God. Our God is looking for an opportunity to bless you, to show favor to you in every area of your life. You're his favorite, and he wants to show favor. In Genesis, let me show you how this manifested in the Abraham's life. In Genesis chapter 24, verse 1, now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. All things. He had blessed him in all, not just a few things, but in all things. So could it be true that God wants to bless you in every area of your life? Absolutely. Yes. Catch hold of that. Recognize that God wants to bless you in everything you do. Whatever you put your hands to. Now, you know this scripture because I quote part of it Sunday mornings, and I do that for a purpose because I believe it's very important that we speak it. That's the next thing that we'll talk about. But Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 3 through 8. If you would turn there, I do not have those scriptures up there for you this morning, but I'm going to ask you to either turn there in your Bible or on your device, phone, whatever you have. This is one of those times in the service where you can use your iPad or your phone. It's okay. Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 3. And this is God telling the children of Israel what he's going to do for them. Blessed you shall be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Now, I'm sharing this with you because I want you to know that I did not make that up, those things that I speak over you when we take offering on Sunday mornings. This is God's blessing, and I'm imparting a blessing to you. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Everything. You're going to be blessed with children. Blessed is a man whose quiver is full, is what the scripture says. Some of you have more full quivers than others. My wife come from a family of 10. That's a pretty full quiver. You don't see that too often these days. But I'll tell you what, one of the things that I have a great deal of respect for Talisha and Alan, because they have a full quiver. They're not all their biological children, but they have taken on responsibility to train up these children. That is awesome. I appreciate that from you two very much. Amen. Give them, praise God for that. Some of you in here have been foster parents in the past, or you've adopted children. That incredible. God has called us to train up children. So it's very important that we do these things and we reach out and we train up our children in the way they should go. Blessed shall you, your baskets and your kneading bowl. How many want your baskets and your kneading bowl filled? Amen. You know what that's talking about? That's talking about your finances. That's talking about the labor of your hands. Whatever you're doing, it's going to be full. It's going to be prosperous. It's going to be blessed. Baskets and your kneading bowls filled up. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Blessed, blessed, blessed everywhere you go. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, we don't want to curse our enemies, but we do need God to rise up on our behalf, right? Amen. Verse 8, the Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouse and all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Wherever you are, he's going to bless you. You, a child of the Most High God. But you know, people say, well, Pastor, that was specific to Israel. Well, it was because they qualified as being the seed of Abraham. God blessed Abraham, and he said, I'm going to bless your seed. Genesis 22, 17. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. The blessing that he gave to Abraham was handed down to generation after generation after generation. Of course, they had responsibility. That was to serve the Lord. We all do. But we're serving the Lord. You wouldn't be here this morning if you wasn't serving the Lord. If you didn't have Christ as your personal Savior, if you didn't want to glorify the name of Jesus Christ, there's so many other things that you could be doing on Sunday morning. People are doing them right now. There's all kinds of recreational things that you could be sleeping in. Some people are still in bed this morning, and you chose to be here, or you chose to watch the streaming because you're unable to be here for whatever reason. We're just thankful that you're a part of what is being said and taught here this morning. Yes. So this is Israel, but it applies to us. What does it mean to the body of Christ is what we really want to get at. First of all, there's three Greek words in the New Testament rendered blessed. Excuse me. The first one means to be happy. Now, that's a good thing. We like to be blessed, happy, blessed. Matthew 24, verse 46 says, blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. And he's talking about doing the work that Jesus gave us to do. When Jesus comes back, if he finds us doing it, guess what? We'll be happy. You're going to be very happy that you're doing what Jesus called you to do when he splits that eastern sky and comes, or however it is that he comes to get us. You're going to be very happy that you're serious about serving him. I can guarantee that. And if you're not doing what he told you to do, you will not be happy. You'll be sad. The second word means praise, celebrate with praise, to invoke blessing. Now, the next two words, this word and the next one, they mean basically the same thing. In Mark chapter 8, verse 7, they also had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said to set them also before them, before the people, and everyone was fed because Jesus blessed it. Jesus invoked God's blessing on those few small fish. The other means to confer benefits on or grant favor. In Acts 3:25, it says, you are sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Seems like when I get in the pulpit, I start coughing. I wasn't having any problems this morning. Excuse me. So, all the families of the earth have the benefits God bestowed or granted on Abraham. Everyone. With one condition. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 16:31 says, so they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. The word saved there is sozo, and it means to deliver, protect, to heal, to preserve, to do well, to make whole. It's talking about the whole person. To be saved is more than just to be able to go to heaven. To be saved is to live under the blessing of Almighty God. Remember, Genesis 24, 1 says, the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And that's what this word saved means. It's the blessing of God in your life. So can we, excuse me. So can we as believers in Christ claim the benefits bestowed on Abraham? The answer to that is yes, an emphatic yes. Galatians 3:6 says, just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted him for righteousness, therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Now this is important because many in our world today are promoting ecumenical movement, and they've changed the meaning of ecumenical. It used to just mean all Christian organizations, but now it has a much larger, broader meaning, and it's inclusive of all religions. So every religion is included in this, and I can tell you what I believe it is. It's the step toward a one world religion, and one world government, and one world financial system. We are rapidly moving in that direction. The Bible teaches that's exactly what is going to happen in the last days. I don't know how close we are to the very last days, but I can tell you all I have to do is look at our world and see that all these things are beginning to come together. So what I'm trying to say to you this morning is that we need to be on guard. We're blessed. We need to stand blessed in the Lord Jesus Christ, but we need to be able to discern the signs of the time. We know that the only ones who are actually children of God are those who put their faith in Jesus Christ. The Word of God is very clear. Galatians 3, 8, and 9. In the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So then, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. We receive Abraham's blessings, but it's because we have our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Greek word here is euglēo, and it means to invoke the benefits of God, call upon, use, and summon. Faith in Jesus Christ invokes the benefits of God on your life. It calls upon, it summons God's benefits, making them available to us to use, to be a part of our life. We can unlock those benefits in our life. But we have to walk by faith. You see, you will not receive Christ as your personal Savior unless you do it by faith. You're not going to unlock the benefits of God in your life unless you walk by faith. Everything in the kingdom of God is about faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. When we diligently seek after these things of God, he's going to reward us. That's his blessings over our life. R.A. Torrey said in a book, How to Pray, returning thanks for blessings already received increases our faith and enables us to approach God with new boldness and new assurance. Doubtless, the reason so many have so little faith when they pray is because they take so little time to meditate upon and thank God for blessings already received. You know, we talked about that a little bit this morning. think about, talk about, recognize the blessings that we've already received. And then it gives us the faith to move forward into the new blessings that God has for us. The next thing I want to share with you about blessings and being blessed is that they need to be spoken. The word of God, the blessings of God need to be spoken over your life, need to be spoken into your children's lives, need to be spoken over your spouse, over your church, over your relationships. We activate the power or the blessings of God in our life and other people's life when we speak them over people. That's why I speak Deuteronomy 28 over this congregation when we take an offering Sunday morning. You're blessed. You are a blessed people, and you're going to continue to be a blessed people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe that. Amen. And we will be blessed. God was speaking to Abraham, and he says, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse them who curse you. And in all the families of the earth shall be blessed in him. When Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God, came to Abraham after his victory at the Valley of Shaveh, this is what he said to Abraham. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. He departed. He imparted this blessing. He spoke the blessing over him. It was important that it was spoken. When Isaac blessed Jacob, he spoke the blessing out loud. And he said to him, therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. He spoke the blessing. I cannot emphasize it enough this morning how important it is that we speak the blessing over our children. That's why it's so important that you talk to your children about the Word of God, that you share the Word of God with them. Take time, you know. One of the best opportunities that you have, praying at mealtime, that your children see that you believe that you are blessing your food to the nourishment of your body, and you're praying and thanking God for the blessing of that food. And at bedtime, take the time to read your children Bible stories, to talk to them about the Word of God. I know it can be a hectic time trying to get your children in bed, but it is so important. And maybe you've done that in the past and you've fallen short. You're not doing it now. I just encourage you, get back to it. Go back to reading stories of the Word of God and blessing your children every night. Pray with them. Bless them. Speak blessings over them before they go to bed. They go to sleep at night. Your blessings over your children is very, very powerful. As we read through the Word of God, the patriarchs in the Bible always handed down a blessing to their children. They first of all blessed the oldest. And then they made sure that they handed down a blessing to each and every child. They laid hands on them and blessed them. When Jacob's brother Esau came back, you know, Jacob had deceived his father and came in and received Esau's blessing. And when Esau came and asked his father for his blessing, his father said, it's too late. I've already given the blessing to Jacob. Now, he prayed for Esau, and he blessed him, but he couldn't give him the firstborn blessing. The firstborn blessing was something very special to the Hebrews. In biblical times, it was an extremely important blessing because it was more than just material blessings. They always made sure that they handed down material blessings to all their children, but it was the blessing of God to continue leading the family in the direction of serving God. And of course, and the firstborn also actually did receive more of the inheritance than the rest of the children, merely because they were to carry on the traditions of serving the Lord. Being the firstborn, I think that's a really good idea, that the firstborn gets more than everybody else. If you're not firstborn, you wouldn't like that very much, I'm sure. No. That wasn't a very good joke, was it? Oh, well. Praise God. Let's understand how powerful this spoken word is. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." We need to teach. We need to speak life and not death. Speak life over yourself. Speak blessings into your own life. Speak blessings into your children. Speak blessings wherever you go. Teach and train your children. Train them up in the way they should go, and they'll not depart from it. When you speak a blessing, you're activating the power of God in your life. The third thing I want to share with you this morning is that obedience releases blessings. We already looked at the blessing God spoke over Israel in Deuteronomy 28:1-9, but let's look at the first two verses again. Verse 1, "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God." Obeying the voice of the Lord is a way to release these or activate these blessings in our life. Many people spend their whole life chasing after the pleasures of this world. And really, what we really need to do is just seek the Lord and let him provide. You know, this scripture tells us that if we seek him first, he's going to take care of us. Jesus said it exactly that way in Matthew 6:33. "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things," all the things that the Gentiles chase after, "they'll be added to you." Jesus, he promised us that he's going to take care of all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. If we chase after God, everything's going to fall in order. Seeking first. Let me share. Maybe it seemed kind of minor to most of you in here, but I thought it was really interesting. Chris Deemers shared this situation with us. They went to the grocery store a couple weeks ago. I don't know exactly how long it was, but in this particular store, it might have been Walmart in Mason, but wherever it was, they were sold out of bread. And Chris said, "You know, what are we going to do? We need bread." And Chris said, "God will provide." So they just went around there shopping. And as they were going through shopping, Chris looked, and stuffed in someplace where it shouldn't have been was a loaf of bread. Isn't that interesting? Come on. Get on here. Get on this with me. I think it's incredible. You know, it's just a minor thing, but when we serve the Lord, we can trust that he's going to provide. And he pulled out that bread and he said, "Here's your bread." Oh, it's just a coincidence. Well, maybe. I don't know. I know God provided bread for them. That's all I know. Seems like a silly little thing. But listen, you know, what if we were in a dire situation where we didn't have any bread, and we had to rely on him. Now's the time to learn to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ. We never know what's going to come our way. I used to listen to Focus on the Family a lot. I was in a vehicle a lot, and I listened to the program with Dr. James Dobson's was still in charge of Focus on the Family. And he told this story about his family. And it really touched my heart. Now, it's been many years ago since I heard it. I'm going to try to relay the details as much as I can. I searched for it and couldn't really find all of it. I found part of it. But he said that his father was an evangelist when he was growing up. And his dad would, and during that time, his dad, when he went out to preach, he'd go to these little country churches and preach all over the area, and he really didn't get a lot of offering for him to live on, but God always provided for them. But he said one of the things that his dad would do sometimes, and he said it was quite often, the offering that was taken up at the end of the week, because the pastor and his family had such a need, James Dobson's dad would take just enough that he needed to get home and give the rest to the pastor and their family. And when he got home, he walked in, and his mom, the first thing she said, "How was the service?" And he would always say, "You know, God showed up. It was wonderful." And then the next thing, of course, she would say, and how much offering did you get?" And he would say, "Well, I need to talk to you about that." Dr. Dobson said that was normally his response. And her response was, "You gave it away, didn't you?" He would say, "Yes, the pastor was in such need." And his mom, she wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't say anything negative about it. She said, "Well, if you felt like that's what needed to be done, that's fine." And then when it came time for their needs to be met, they had bills and things, they would gather around as a family and they would pray. And his dad would say, "God, I've been faithful to do what I believe you wanted me to do. I've given, I've shared, I preach your word. I believe you'll take care of my family." And he said, sure enough, God, checks would show up in the mail. He said one time, not long after we prayed that prayer, $1,200 came in the mail. Not from anybody they knew. It just, God provided it, sent it to them. And then, Here's the clincher. When it came time for retirement, his dad didn't have any retirement. He was an evangelist on his own. He wasn't in a denomination. He didn't have any retirement. And they really didn't know what they would do, but they believed that God would provide for them. As they were ready to retire, they found out that his dad, James's grandfather, had invested in Coca-Cola in the early days of Coca-Cola, long before it became very profitable. He had invested several thousand dollars. That several thousand dollars that was invested in Coca-Cola ended up being enough income for his mom and dad to retire and live their life out very comfortably for the rest of their life. God is a provider. He promises that he will provide for his people. Our responsibility is to serve him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. Don't get caught up in the things of this world, chasing after the riches and the material stuff of this world. Chase after your God. He's the answer. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, last thing I want to share with you, and I'll make this as quick as possible. Others are blessed when you're blessed. When Jacob went to his uncle Laban's and worked for him for many years, and Laban changed his salary 10 times, I believe Jacob said. Laban swindled him many times. But Jacob always conducted himself with integrity and worked hard for Laban. He never asked anything of him. He was always honest in every area, and he worked hard. In Genesis 30, verse 27, Laban said to him, when Jacob asked to leave, he wanted to go back to his home, back to his father, back to where his family was. And Laban said this to him, please stay. If I have found favor in your eyes, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me for your sake. When you're blessed, other people are blessed. Other people around you. Wherever you go, whatever you do. When you're blessed and you're a blessing to the company or the business that you work for, you're a blessing. You're blessed, and then they're blessed. So you're a blessing to them. When you're blessed, your relationships are blessed. It flows out of you. It's like a river of living water that Jesus talked about. It flows out into other people's lives. When Joseph was sold into slavery into Egypt, he was sold to a man named Potiphar. Joseph made his estate so successful that Potiphar put him in charge of everything. Potiphar didn't even know what was going on. He gave him charge of everything. And of course, Potiphar's wife made a pass at Joseph, and all that fell apart. But here's what it says, Genesis 39:4. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. Why? Because he was successful. He was blessed of the Most High God. And then when things went south and Joseph was put into prison, once again, he was put in charge. It says in Genesis 39:23, the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Wherever you go, whatever you're doing, when God blesses you, other people are blessed. And they know it. They'll see it. They'll recognize it. When Joseph became second in command in all of Egypt, the whole, not just a small number of people. See, Potiphar's house was blessed, and then the prison was blessed. Now the whole nation was blessed. When God's people are blessed, when God's people are operating according to the blessings that God pours into our life, the whole nation is blessed. Amen? We have many people in our fellowship, businesses, some working for other companies, and because you're blessed, other people are blessed around you. But I want to take an opportunity. Can I brag a little bit today? It's going to be all right. All right. A couple of you said it's all right, so it must be all right. I want to brag about my son. My son, you know, now most of you know that we went through a terrible time with my son. We didn't try to hide anything. We shared it all with all of you. He was dealing with addiction. And we thought we were going to lose him, tell you the truth. You know, he was on the verge of, you know, he was at that point where he either got help or he wasn't going to get any help. It was going to be too late. And thank God, we're just so thankful. I thank you for all your prayers. I thank you for everything that you guys have done for us. You've always stood with us through every situation that we've gone through. And we really appreciate that so much. But I'd like to, you know, skip over that part now because that's behind us. And I want to look at what God has done in his life. He gave him, you know, after he went through treatment and he got He's been clean now for, I don't even know how many years, but it's been a long time now. And he's doing fantastic. God gave him a beautiful wife, Tricia, and two beautiful little girls, ornery as can be, Amberly and JoJo. But I love them so much. God has poured his benefits out upon him. But here, but there's more to it than that. He also ended up getting a job with a Claypool, an electrical company that does a lot of work around Columbus and our area around here, Athens area. And he went through their apprenticeship program. And one of the things about the apprenticeship program is that, you know, if you have to pay for it, but if you complete that program, they give you the money back. So he ended up getting all his money back because he completed the program. And even before he was through the apprenticeship program, there was opportunities for him to lead crews. Because he was blessed, God was blessing him, and the company was blessed. In one particular situation, before he got through the apprenticeship program, he was still an apprentice, there was a situation with a particular job that they were on, and they were having issues with the guy that was in charge of it. And one of the other companies came to Claypool, and they said, "Why don't you put Micah in charge? He can do the job." Now, you know, I know I'm bragging, but I have a right to.
That's right.
This morning. God has poured his blessings out upon my son. And now he's through the apprenticeship program, and he's doing so great that they're using him to run jobs. And in fact, today he's on a job. He starts a job tonight or tomorrow night. They're doing some work at some schools in MacArthur, and he's going to be running that job. You know, I just want to tell you, it's not only Micah being blessed. Claypool knows it, that they're blessed because of Micah, because of the blessings. And I will say this, that it's a Christian-owned organization, so they understand the blessings of God. They know that. Hallelujah. There's, you know, I do believe that God has called his people to be blessed, but be a blessing wherever we go. Walk with integrity. Become knowledgeable. You can't leave that part out. Whatever you're doing, you must be knowledgeable about that particular field or business that you're in. Get as much knowledge as you possibly can, and then work hard. I'm going to tell you something. These days, it's not that hard to become more successful than most people. Do that, and you'll be successful. Because the blessings of God will be poured out upon you. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there anyone this morning who would like to have special prayer? Prayer for anything. Tina shared with me this morning that, actually with Eddie, and Eddie shared it with me, that she felt like we needed to pray. That we know that the ladies of our congregation are going through a lot, but we need to pray for the strength of the heads of the household, the men in our families, to continue to have the strength, the stamina to continue to do what is right and to hold fast to the Word of God. So I'm just going to ask everyone to bow your heads this morning, and we're going to pray over the men of this congregation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I know that the enemy would try to beat us down sometimes, try to keep us from being everything that you've called us to be. Keep us from being the head of the household, the leader, the spiritual leader, the physical leader, Father God, in these households. Help us to be strong and faithful to you no matter what comes our way, that we will stand and know that you are our God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, let's have a dismissal prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you once again. We ask that you go with us this week, Father God, as we come back together during this week in our small groups, our connect groups, that we will be a blessing to one another, Lord. Guide and direct us. Help us to reach out and touch other people's lives. Allow us to minister life wherever we go, to be strong and faithful, Lord. And thank you for the blessings that you pour into our lives. Help us to allow those blessings to flow over into others. We just praise you, Lord God, that you are with us. And as we go out into this mission field, help us to proclaim the Word of God wherever we go. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Have an awesome day.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob again. I pray you enjoyed this podcast. What a blessing it has been to have you join us on this social media platform. If you would like more information about Bethel, please check out our website at bethelchurch.community. You can also follow us on our Facebook page at Bethel Church, Tepper's Plains. Have a blessed day, and remember, love never fails.